下午的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是继续昨天晚上的题目，忍受试炼的人有福。
For this afternoon, the topic for mutual exhortation will be a continual of the topic from last night, which is blessed the one who persevere under the trial.
圣经里面记载有很多福气是要给基督徒来分享的。
And the Bible records many blessings can be shared for Christian.
那这些福气呢，包括属物质方面，还有属灵方面的福气。
This blessing can be spiritual as well as physical.
也有今生的福气，也有来生的福气。
And it can be the blessing for present life as well as after life.
但是属灵的福气跟属世的福气差别很大。
However, spiritual blessing is very different from physical blessing.
因为属世的有时间的限制，是暂时的。
Physical blessing is limited by time and space and is temporary.
属灵的福气呢，能够带到来生。
Spiritual blessing can be brought after life.
那有些福气呢，是我们来生才能够承受的。
And many blessings can only be enjoyed after life.
那么有关基督徒到底是不应该还是应该接受试炼呢？
As a Christian, is it right for a Christian to receive trials?
站在神的立场是应该的。
And on the standpoint of God, it is right for a Christian to receive trial.
因为圣经记载神要试验义人。
Because the Bible says that God wants to test the righteous.
因为人呢，经过受苦以后才能够肯定自己。
Only when a man has gone through suffering, then he is more sure of himself.
也能够呢，让神来肯定我们。
And it's also for God to have certain on our salvations.
有的人虽然预防丰盛，
For some people, it's sailing smoothly.
这只不过是让人看得见的胜利。
And this is only a physical blessing.
其实在他的精神上呢，也经常遭受试炼。
However, we do not see the spiritual suffering that he's going through.
因为神为了要让他提升更美好的灵性。
And this is the will of God to elevate his spirituality.
所以神试炼人是有各样的方法。
And it is through many ways that God gives trials to a person.
那么内容呢也是很多的。
And the content of the trials varies.
我们请看雅各书第一章十二节。
Let's turn to the book of James.
新约圣经雅各书第一章十二节，329页，三百二十九页。
Chapter 1, verse 12, page 854.
十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的。因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。这里说忍受试探的人有福气。
In verse 12 it says that blessed the man who perseveres under trial.
试探跟试炼是不一样的。
Trial is different from test.
试探是从恶主来的，试炼是由神来的。
Trial is different from temptation. Trials come from God and temptation come from Satan.
那么这里的试探呢，有很多的圣经的译本都是译为试炼。
And here it says trial, as is in many translation, is considered as test.
那么从这一节呢的前后文，我们也了解呢是属于试炼才对的。
And we, from this verse, we can understand that this trial refers to testing.
这个十二节呢跟第二节的试炼呢是同一个字的。
And verse 12, the trial is the same as the trial in verse 2, chapter 1.
第二节有提到百般的试炼。
In verse 2, it says trials of many kinds.
这是神分给每位基督徒所要领受的。
And this is the trials that God has given to every Christian.
从神来的试炼有百般，也就是说内容很多种。
The trials is from God is of many kinds.
那么也是神针对每个人的需要所要分享的福气不一样的。
And it is to the need of each individual that God has given His blessing.
所以在这百般的试炼当中，有包括肉体、精神。
This kind of trials include physical trial as well as spiritual.
还有我们的灵性的造就。
All this is for edifications of our spirit.
还有物质上的损失。
And it may cause us to lose things in this world.
生活上的不如意，工作上的不顺利都有。
This troubles of many kind includes things that the difficulty that we face in this world.
但是在做不顺利啊，这些试炼当中呢，大多数都是暂时的。
However, all these trials are all temporary.
因为呢，有福气在后面等着我们。
Because after the trials follows with blessing.
所以只要我们通过啊这一关呢啊，福气就要临到我们。
If you cross these trials, then you will receive many spiritual blessing.
所以这里提到经过试验以后，必要得到生命的冠冕。
Here it says that after when you have surpassed the trial, then you will receive the crown of life.
这是属灵的福气的其中之一。
And this is part of the spiritual blessing.
生命是无价之宝。
We know that life is valuable.
有属灵的生命，又有属灵的荣耀。
It is spiritual and it has spiritual glory.
这种尊贵性呢，是非常的大。
And this kind of value of life is the greatest.
因此呢，称为生命的冠冕。
And that is why it says it's a crown of life.
那么这种属灵的福气是主耶稣应许要给这些爱他的人来分享。
And this crown of life is one that God has promised to those who He loved.
我们每一个都有爱主的心啊。
All of us have this heart that love God.
这些爱主的人，主早就知道了。
And all these people who love God has already known about this truth.
实际上，能够忍受试炼的人呢，不足有属灵的福气。
In actual fact, for those people who can stand firm under the test, not only he can receive the spiritual blessing,
也有属世的福气。
He can also receive the secular blessing.
但是这里所强调的是属灵的福气。
But here, what is emphasized in this verse is spiritual blessing.
所以我们现在呢，就从这个生命的冠冕这一方面属灵的福气呢，啊，来引一些圣经做参考。
As from now, we're going to study about this crown of life, which is the spiritual blessing that God is going to give.
希伯来书的作者强调主耶稣成为人来到世界以后
In the book of Hebrew, the author says that after when Jesus came into this earth in flesh
因为所受的苦难
Because of the suffering that he has encountered
就能够来承受这些属灵的荣耀
And then he can receive all the spiritual glory that God has promised
请看希伯来书第二章第七节
Hebrew chapter 2
希伯来书第二章第七节
Verse 7, page 846
你叫他比天使微小一点是他荣耀尊贵为冠冕并将你所造的都派他管理、啊、希伯来书的作者引用诗篇第八篇里面的记录、啊、
Here the book, the author of Hebrew has quoted from the book of Psalms chapter 8
说神叫他比天使微小一点
That God hath made him a little lower than the angel
天使是神所差遣的使者蛮有能力
Angel is messenger sent from God and he is filled with power
因为他是属灵的
Because he is of the spirit
但是诗篇上所说的呢就是预言耶稣要来到世界
And in the Bible it says that the righteous man Jesus is going to come onto this earth
我们再看第九节
Verse 9.
唯独见那称为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀的为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了赎味。主耶稣为了要成全救恩，就受了很多的苦啊。
In order to complete the plan of salvation, Jesus has to go through a lot of suffering.
因为神的本质是灵，所以神成为肉身呢。啊、也可以说呢他为我们、啊、来委屈了自己
Because the essence of God is spirit and for God to come in flesh he is suffering
人主耶稣带着肉体当然有肉体的限制所以呢能力各方面呢比天使微小一点
And because Jesus he is in flesh he has a limitation of flesh and that is why it says here that he is made a little lower than the angels
因为天使完全是属灵的
Angels is of the spirit.
没有肉身的、这个缺点。
And it has nothing, all the blemishes of the physical.
那么主耶稣受苦以后呢？这边说有尊贵荣耀的冠冕。
Here it says that after when Jesus has suffered, he is crowned with glory.
要让他来承受的。
And all this will be given to him.
那他成全救恩以后
，This is after when he has completed the plan of salvation.
他升天去了
，He has resurrected.
能够承受属灵的这一份荣耀
，He is able to hold on to this crown of glory.
那么这些珍贵荣耀的冠冕呢？也要赏赐给这些忍受试炼的人。
And this crown of glory is going to be given to those people who can stand firm in the trial.
有关冠冕，属物质的冠冕是暂时的。
The physical crown is transient.
好像保罗在哥林多前书里面提到，古代的运动人员得到冠军以后，就有这种属世的冠冕。
It's just like the what Paul has said that in an ancient time, the athlete when they have run the race, they will also receive a crown of glory.
有的是用桂花编出来的冠冕。
Some crown is made from wreath.
当它还新鲜的时候，非常的荣耀。
And when the leaf is fresh, it is very beautiful.
当这些桂花啊凋谢以后呢，啊这份荣耀就消失了。
However, if the leaves were to wither and die, then the glory fades with it.
所以保罗才提到说，我们所要得的冠冕是啊永远的。
That is why Paul says that the glory that we're going to receive is eternal.
也就是说，这里所提到的永远的啊尊贵荣耀。
And as is mentioned here, that the glory is everlasting.
那么这种属灵的赏赐呢
？This kind of spiritual gift.
啊，这是在。提摩太后书第四章里面，保罗要离世之前，曾经提到他所要得到的冠冕。
Is what was mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that is a crown that Paul is going to receive.
昨天晚上我们有提到，保罗是一个有信心爱主的传道人。
Last night we mentioned that Paul is a person who loved God and is a man full of faith.
但是他所受的试炼比我们每个人都多啊。
And the trial that he has gone through is much more than any one of us here.
他所得的福气好像属世的比较少，但是属灵的很丰富啊。
And the blessing that he has received is more spiritual than physical.
所以他在提摩太后书第四章提到说，有公义的冠冕为他存留。
And that's why in the second book of Timothy it says that the crown of righteousness is waiting for him.
那么这种公义的冠冕是神凭他公义来分析赏赐给配得的人。
And this crown of righteousness is given accordingly by God to those who deserve it.
不只要赏赐给他，也要赏赐给那些爱神的人。
Not only will be given to those people who deserve it, also to those people who love him.
这份荣耀并不是只有保罗能够得到的。
Not only for Paul himself to receive, but for those who love God.
世世代代以来，这些忍受试炼的人，没有失败的人，也同样要得到这种冠冕。
Through generations of the generations, those people who have gone through the trials and suffering will also receive this crown of glory.
还有很多参与圣工这些人呢，也要得到这种冠冕。
And this includes for those people who have served God.
请看彼得前书第五章第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse
4. 到了牧长显现的时候。你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。彼得在这边提到啊，到牧长显现，就是主耶稣再来的时候。
Here Peter mentions that when the chief shepherd appears, which is Jesus himself.
从第一节以下，这里提到啊一些啊为神工作的人。
From verse 1 onward of chapter 5 mentions those people who has labored for God.
牧羊教会圣工的人
，those people who have shepherded the flock，
就是因为出于甘心乐意来为神服务
，and it's because they did it with a willing heart。
所以等到牧长耶稣显现的时候，他要得到报酬啊。
And when the chief shepherd appears, then these people will receive a crown of glory。
就是不衰残的荣耀的冠冕
，which is the glory, the crown of glory that will never fade away。
当然，这种福气呢是属于来生的。
Of course, this kind of spiritual blessing is only for those to receive after life.
所以，有的人在今生辛辛苦苦为主耶稣工作是不会落空的。
That is why, for those people who labor for God in this present life, they will not be in vain.
但是在工作上，有时候也要接受啊一些啊试炼。
However, in the process of your working, you also have to receive many trials.
那么试炼呢，也以后呢，也要赏赐属树的福气也有。
And after the trials, God will grant you with spiritual blessing as well as physical blessing.
像圣经记载呢，啊，受试炼很大的，像约伯记里面的主角约伯。
Just like in the book of Job, the one who has suffered a lot is Job himself.
约伯所受的试炼非常的大。
And Job, he has suffered many.
啊，就是啊，这个他的财产破产了、啊。
He was bankrupt.
还有儿女呢，啊，离世。
And he lost all his children.
这种打击都非常的大。
And all this has great impact on his life.
这种人很少。
And it's very few of those people who has gone through so much.
后来又本身又生病。
And later on, he has to go through illness.
那么约伯呢，啊，他所遭受的试炼，同时也遭受撒旦的试探。
For Job himself, not only he's going through this trials from God, he's also going through temptation from Satan.
那么约伯他所得到的福气呢？
And for the spiritual blessing that Job has received,
在今生来说呢？
For the present life,
他比以前呢啊加倍大的福气。
And it's double those that he had before.
我们请看约伯记四十二章十二节。
Let's turn to Book of Job.
约伯记四十二章
，Chapter 42，
十二节。旧约圣经六百五十八页，六百五十八页
，Page 383 ，Chapter 42 Verse 12，
十二节。
Verse 12.
这样耶和华后来赐福给约伯比先前更多，他有一万数千羊，六千骆骆驼，一千对牛，一千母驴。十三节。
13.
他也有七个儿子，三个女儿。十四节。
14.
他给长女起名叫耶米妈，处女叫基西亚，三女叫基人哈城。十五节。
15.
在那全地的妇女中，找不着像约伯的女儿那样美貌，他们的父亲使他们在弟兄中得产业。这一段记载约伯的福气呢，比第一章所记载的多一倍啊。
Here recorded that the blessing that Job has received is much more than the earlier part that he has.
他经营畜牧业啊，这些牲畜呢啊，比第一章所记载都多一倍的。
And we can see from here that his flock has increased much more than before.
他本来有十个儿女都死了。
Originally he has 10 children, they all died.
结果再生了十个儿女。
And later on he has 10 more children.
但后来这十个比先前的更优秀。
And as recorded here, these children are much better than those that he has before.
因为先前那十个经常要啊摆宴席宴客呢，啊约伯经常提心吊胆，怕这些小孩犯罪。
And the children that he had before often want to have feasts to enjoy themselves, and this caused much worry for Job.
所以每一次宴客以后呢，约伯他就献祭替他们赎罪。
Oftentimes after the feasts and festivals, Job will have to give sacrifices to redeem the sin of his children.
啊，因为父亲呢，啊，经济非常好，所以这些小孩呢就经常请客啊。但是呢，让他的父亲提心吊胆。
Because Job himself is very well off, that's why his children is always enjoying themselves in feast.
当约伯呢受试炼以后呢
，After when Job has gone through trials.
所得的福气是比以前更大。
The blessing that he has received is much more than before.
这是对属树的福气呢，他忍受试炼，啊，得到加倍的福气。
And this is the physical blessing that he has enjoyed at present life after his trials.
但是从属灵方面来说呢
，But from the spiritual point of view,
他在神的面前呢更加完全呐。
In the eyes of God, he is more perfect.
当然呢，将来的这个赏赐也更大。
And of course, the blessing he's going to receive in future is going to be much more than before.
请看约伯记二十三章十节。
Let's turn to The book of Job, chapter 23.
耶伯记二十三章十节。
Verse 10.
然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金坚。耶伯在这边提到神试炼他以后。
Here it says that after when God has tested him,
他呢要成为金坚呐、啊，他的信心呢是非常的完美。
His faith will come forth as gold, very perfect.
彼得前书第一章那边有提到啊，这个金坚就是指着我们的信心呐、啊。
In First Peter mentions that gold refers to our faith.
那么耶伯在神的面前呢，能够成为金坚呐、啊，是非常宝贵的。
And for God, for Job to come forth as pure gold is indeed very precious in the eyes of God.
他灵性的造就提升很大。
His spirituality has elevated much.
他在四十二章那边说以前很无知啊。
In chapter 42, he says that in the past he was very ignorant.
现在总算呢，好像亲眼看到神一样。
And now, for the first time, he has personally seen God.
以前对神的信心是很模糊的。
In the past, he was not very clear about his faith in God.
那么现在呢，是好像亲眼看到一样。
And now he has personally seen God with his own eyes.
因此呢，在新约圣经，有提到呢，他的忍耐。
That's why in the New Testament it mentioned about the patience of Job.
是值得他来得到这些福气的。
Is worthy for him to receive all the blessing that God has endowed upon him.
我们请看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第五章第十节十一节。
James chapter 5, verse 10 and 11, page 856.
弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦能忍耐的榜样。十一节。
11.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过耶伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。雅各在这边提到先前受苦的人，其中有一个叫耶伯。
Here James, he mentioned that one of those people who suffer is Job.
那这个耶伯呢？我们知道耶伯记所记载的他的结局呢是非常好的。
As is recorded in the book of Job, the ending for him was good.
他因为能够忍受试炼而得到属世的福气跟属灵的福气。
Because he can stand firm under the trial, he not only can receive the spiritual blessing, he can receive all the physical blessing as well.
除了耶伯以外，像创世纪里面的亚伯拉罕也曾经遭受到试炼。
Besides Job, Abraham himself has also gone through much trials.
有关亚伯兰所遭受的试炼呢，就是要奉献他的独生子以撒的事情。
And one of the greatest trial for Abraham is to sacrifice his only son Isaac.
当他通过这一关以后呢，神给他的祝福是非常的大。
And after this trial, the blessing that God has given him is one of the greatest.
本身以及到他的祖祖孙孙所要分享的福气很大。
And this blessing comes after his generations after generations.
那么现在的基督徒呢？所遭受的试炼呢，能够忍受得住的人。
And today, for those Christians who can stand firm in trials,
同样的，也有属世的，也有属灵的。
The trials refers to those physical as well as the spiritual.
所以，有的人遭受试炼是暂时性的。
Many a time, all these trials is only temporary.
因为呢，这个试炼经过以后呢，就能够承受福气了。
This is because after this trial, then the person can receive blessing from God.
所以就暂时性的。
And that is why this is only temporary.
那有的人呢，在一生当中呢，经常有的试炼内容虽然不同，但是经常有。
However, for some people, the trials that he faced seems to be many.
那像这一种呢，他的福气呢就摆在来生的。
And for this kind of people, his blessing will come after life.
所以有的人一生一直等，一直等，想要将来有美好的赏赐都没有机会。
For some people in present life, they are waiting for the blessing, but they never have the chance to receive it.
但是终于呢，他遭遇到人家的这个藐视逼迫以后，就有机会了。
However, it's only after when he was despised by the other then he started to have that chance.
我们请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
马太福音第五章十一节十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 11, page 683.
人因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐。
12.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也这样逼迫你们。主耶稣在这边提到说，为了他的名而忍受辱骂逼迫毁谤的人有福气。
Here Jesus mentioned that blessed are those people who insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of his name.
我们在信仰自由的国家里面没有这个机会啊。
Today, because we're living in a country with, of religious freedom, we will not encounter such persecutions.
你要信耶稣是你的自由，谁要去逼迫你啊？
It is our freedom to believe in Jesus, and no one will come and persecute us.
但是有的人呢，啊，他在这个宗教不自由的环境里面就不一样的。
However, this is very different for those people who live in a country without any religious freedom.
你要信耶稣不那么容易的。
And it's not easy for those people to believe in Jesus.
当然就会遭受逼迫。
And that is why then they were faced with many kinds of persecutions.
像保罗传福音那个时候
，During a time when Paul was preaching the gospel，
也有同胞同族呢不容许他接受耶稣的信仰。
There are many people of his same race that refused him to receive Jesus.
就会遭受逼迫。
And that is why he was faced with much persecutions.
像台湾早期的山地同胞信耶稣，遭受他们的同族的逼迫。
Just like in the earlier days in Taiwan, the Aboriginals members faced with much persecution from their own people when they come to believe in Jesus.
那么也有家族多数拜偶像。你一个人去信耶稣也会遭受逼迫的。
And for some family, if they worship idols, if one member comes to believe in Jesus, he will also face with persecutions.
有的学生蒙同学的带领去信耶稣，父母不谅解也会遭受逼迫的。
And for some students, because of their friends that come to believe in Jesus that their parents couldn't understand, they can also face with this kind of persecutions.
但这些都是暂时的。
However, all this is only temporary.
原来这神给他要得到这种属灵赏赐的一种机会啊。
This is one of the chances that God is going to grant him with spiritual blessing.
所以我们在这自由自在的地方呢，就比较没有这种机会。
And for us living in this country with a lot of freedom, we will not face with such a persecution and in turn will not receive such a blessing.
所以雅各跟彼得都在强调，当人在试炼当中呢，大有喜乐。
Here, when Paul mentions that when a person can rejoice in trials,
因为他知道这种属灵的福气要给他得到机会来临了。
Because this person will soon receive with much spiritual blessing.
所以他就非常的高兴。
And that's why he's rejoicing much in trials.
所以在试炼中能够喜乐不容易的。
It's not easy to rejoice in time of trials.
但是经常遭受试炼的人就会成为老练，就会有喜乐。
And for those people who have constantly gone through this kind of trials, then you become more experienced and you will receive much joy.
请看罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第三节第四节
Verse 3-4 Page 798
罗马书第五章第三节
Chapter 5 verse 3
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。第五节
Verse 5
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。保罗在这边说，这个患难中能够欢欢喜喜。
Here Paul mentioned that if we can rejoice in our suffering，
第一次不可能啊。
It is not possible the first time when we're going through such a joy that such a trials that we can rejoice。
也许第二次、第三次、第四次以后，渐渐就已经老练了，就能够有欢喜。
Maybe if we have gone through many of these trials, then slowly we become experience, and then we can start to rejoice in it.
所以老练以后就有活泼的盼望。
After this, then there will be hopes that follows.
所以雅各跟彼得都提到，在百般的试炼当中有喜乐。
For James and Peter, they mentioned that we should rejoice in all kinds of trials.
当然呢，不一定生病的试炼。
It doesn't often refer to those trials when we are ill.
有的人身体健康，经济又不错，但是他的试炼是在哪里呢？
For a person who is both healthy physically and is wealthy, then where is his trials?
原来呢，在他的工作上。
It may be in his work.
也有人在他的生活当中。
Or in his daily lives.
对他的造就，都帮助很大的。
And all these trials will edify him greatly.
所以每一次的试炼都能够忍受的。有提到有关我们遭受到的这些试炼的内容呢
？It refers to the content of the trials that we face.
都是神凭他诚实来对待我们的。
It's through His compassion and mercy that He has given us.
请看诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119.
75节。
Verse 75.
119篇七十五节。
119:75, page 438。
耶和华，我知道你的判语是公义的，你使我受苦是以诚实待我。作诗的人在这边提到说，神使他受苦啊。
Here the psalmist mentions that it is the Lord that caused him to suffer.
是以诚实来对待他。
And it is through his.
既然是这样呢，既然是这样呢，他就呢，能够感谢了。
And it's because of this, then he can thank God.
我们再看67节。
Verse 67.
我为受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。有的人呢，就是无知走迷路啊。
For some people, because they were ignorant of God's word, that they had gone astray.
借着一些苦难呢，让他能够回转走正路。
However, it's through some suffering that he has come back.
以赛亚书里面也提到说，有的人就是因为一场患难试炼而蒙神拣选啊。
In the book of Isaiah, it's mentioned that it is often through one trial that this person was chosen by God.
所以71节这边也提到对他是有益处的。
That's why in verse 71 of Psalms it mentions that it is good for him to be afflicted.
可以学习神很多的律法
because of this he can learn many of his decreed
那么有关雅各书雅各所提到的忍受试炼有福的人呢
as for James that mentions that for those people who are blessed when they stand firm under trials
那么这种福气是说主耶稣应许要给那些爱他的人
and this kind of blessing is given to those peopleThat he loved.
我们再看回雅各书第一章十二节。
Let's turn back to the book of James.
第一章十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
忍受试炼的人有福，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他诸人的。第三个部分有提到说，神应许给爱他的人。
And this verse mentions that God has promised to those who loved him.
那么爱主耶稣呢，也能够克服很多苦难的力量。
For those people who love God, he can stand firm in many of the suffering.
好像母爱非常伟大。
Just like mother's love is one of the greatest.
为了要让他的婴孩能够渐渐长大。他所付出的辛苦非常多啊。
In order for the baby to grow up, she has suffered much and sacrificed much.
但是因为有爱在其中呢，就有一股克服的力量。
However, it's because of the love that she has that she can stand firm in all the suffering.
同样的，基督徒呢，能够忍受试炼，就是因为爱主的关系。
And this is the same for Christian who is able to stand firm in trials is because he has this love for God.
因为他体会到主耶稣爱他。
He experienced that Jesus loved him.
所以他也爱主。
And that's why he loved him as well.
那么这些爱主的人，主耶稣应许要赏赐福气给他。
And for those who love the Lord, Jesus promised that he's going to bless them.
所以爱的力量就让能够啊，让他能够胜过一切的苦难。
And love, the power of love allows him to stand firm in all suffering.
好像母爱一样。
It's just like mother's love.
请参看约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
二十一节，二十二节。约翰福音十六章二十一节，二十二节。
16 verse 21-22.
妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜树上生一个人。二十二节。
22.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也没有人能够夺去的。主耶稣在这边把一个妇人生产的痛苦呢，比喻为我们受苦有忧愁一样。
Here, Jesus, he compare our suffering for God is just like a woman who is suffering in time of her labor.
生产诸苦啊，很难忍受的。
It is very difficult to endure the pain of labor.
但是呢，有很多做妈妈的都能够忍受这个苦。
However, many mothers can bear such a pain.
但是这是暂时的。
This pain is only temporary.
当她看到活泼可爱的婴孩的时候
，The moment when she behold her very beautiful baby，
那种喜乐跟满足呢，是用钱啊买不到的。
That kind of joys and satisfactions is one that cannot be bought with money.
主耶稣说，当我们见到她的时候，也是一样的。
And for Jesus, he mentioned it's the same when we see him.
这种喜乐呢，没有人能够把你夺去的。
And this kind of joy, no one can take it away from you.
主耶稣到现在呢，啊，我们看到他的人很少啊。
And in fact, none of us has seen Jesus.
1900多年前降生在犹太地。
1900 years ago when he was born,
当代的人看到他的也 不很多啊。
There were not many people who has personally seen Jesus.
何况一千多年，将近两千年后的现在的我们呢，更没有机会来看到他。
Let alone us who was born 2000 years later, none of us has seen Jesus.
因为他已经恢复属灵的状况。
Because he has transformed into spirit.
但是今天世界上爱耶稣的人太多啊。
However, today in this world, there are many people who love Jesus.
彼得说，虽然我们没有见过他，却爱他。
Peter mentions that although we have never seen him, yet we loved him.
我们请看彼得前书第一章第八节。
Let's see First Peter.
彼得前书第一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8. First Peter, chapter 1, verse 8.
彼得前书第一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8, page 857.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽然不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。我们虽然没有见过耶稣啊。
Although we have never seen Jesus.
但是我们却一直的爱他。
And yet we continue to love him.
是因为呢？我们的信
，It is because of our faith.
同时也能够呢，啊，渐渐去体会啊，满有荣光的大喜乐。
Not only so, we can slowly experience this kind of glorious joy.
因此呢，有这一份爱主的心，就有忍受受难的啊这一股能力。
It is because of this love for the Lord that we have the strength to stand firm in all kind of suffering.
因此呢，雅各说。主耶稣所应许的，就要给他生命冠冕的，就是这些爱他的人。
And that's why James mentions that for those that God loves, God will grant him with this crown of life.
谁是永远爱主呢
？Who's the one who continue to love God？
啊，只有主知道的。
Only Jesus Himself He knows.
我们再看哥林多前书第八章第三节。
Let's turn to the book of First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第八章第三节。
Chapter 8, verse 3.Page 810.
第三节，若有人爱神，这个人乃是神所出道的。 若有人爱神，
The man who loves God，
这里提到说神知道的，
is known by God，
当然自己也知道，
and for himself he knows as well，
像耶稣的门徒彼得啊，
just like the disciple of Jesus Peter，
有一次耶稣问他你爱我吗？
Once Jesus asked him， do you love me？
彼得说是啊，我爱你啊。
Peter answered， of course I love you。
啊，因为连续问了三次彼得呢，啊，心里说，就这样很难过起来。
And because Jesus has asked him three times, to start to grieve Peter.
所以他就从心中说：“主啊，你是无所不知的。
”And Peter says that Jesus, the Lord, you are all knowing.
意思说我有没有爱你，你早就知道的。
You know whether I love you.
那么为什么要问三次呢？
Why do you have to ask me three times?
啊，这是要让彼得呢，啊，爱主更深啊。
This is for Jesus, for Peter to love him even more.
是一步一步的坚强啊，一步一步的啊，越深入下去的。
This is for him to love Jesus a step by a step much more than before.
那么一直达到呢，永不改变。
Until stage that he will never change.
那这就按照雅各所说的，能够忍受各样试炼的人呐、
啊。It's until stage when James has mentioned that this person can stand firm in all kinds of trials.
使徒约翰啊、得到启示，写启示录有关啊世界末日要发生的一些事情呐、啊。
Apostle John, he was given a revelations, and when he wrote this book of revelations,
人类所要面对最可怕的就是大患难的来临。
In this book, he mentions that one of the most terrifying things that man is going to face is the great trouble.
但是呢，啊，在这大患难还没来临之前呢
，and before this coming of this great trials,
经常忍受试炼的人呐
，and for a person who has continued to stand firm in trials,
也就是说能够遵守主耶稣忍耐的道理的人
，and as for those people who can stand firm and bear with all the truth，
那么到那时候呢，他可以免去这一场的大灾难。
Then in that time he need not have to stand under these trials。
我们请看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 3。
第十节。
Verse 10。
启示录第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你，免去你的试炼。这里提到说，遵守主耶稣忍耐的道理。
Here it says that for those people who have kept the command and endure patiently,
有很多。的事情都包括在忍耐之道里面。
Many things has to be endured.
忍受试炼，这也是忍耐的道。
To endure patiently is to endure all the trials.
能够继续的下去呢，不屈不挠。
To continue on and persevere on.
能够坚持到底。
To stand firm and endure to the end.
那么在普天下所有的人在受试炼的时候
，Then he says that.During the time when the whole world is going through trials,
那时候就能够免去这一场试炼，因为主耶稣特别的保守。
Then he will keep you from the hours of trials.
根据马太福音24章的预言呐、啊。
According to the prophecy in the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
啊，这是最后的大灾难。
Talks about the end day. There's great trials.
啊，请看马太24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
21节。
Verse
21. 24章21节.
Chapter 24, verse 21.
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。这是预言这个末日临近的时候啊。
Here it prophesies that during the end time there will be a great distress.
所以有大灾难要临到世界。
And there will be a great distress that come upon this world.
以前也没有，以后也没有。
Unequal from the beginning of this world until now.
因为世界将要结束。
Because this whole world will come to an end.
那么，经常在神的恩典里面忍受试炼的人。
However, for those people who can stand firm under the trials of God,
如果有幸我们能够活到那时候
and believe that we can live until that day,
那我们就免去啊这一堂大试炼
then we'll be kept away from this great distress.
那这也是一种福气
This is also one of this blessing.
那么平常的这些试炼都是暂时性的
All these trials that we are facing today is only temporary
但却能够为我们呢累积一些属灵的福气
However, it's able for us to accumulate all the spiritual blessing
我们再看启示录第二章第十节
Let's turn back to the book of Revelations
第二章第十节
Chapter 2, verse 10
你将要受的苦你不用怕魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监牢里叫你们被试炼你们必受患难十日你务要住宿忠心我就赐给你那生命的冠冕这是约翰呢他寄信给这个士梅拿教会里面所提到的内容
Here's the letter that John has written to the church in Smyrna.
说他们呢要遭受试炼遭受患难有十天呐。
Here it says that they're going to face with affliction for 10 days.
这个不是真正的24小时的一天的十天。
And this does not refers to the actual 24 hours a day.
所说的十天呢就是指的暂时性的会过去的。
The 10 days refers to the temporary trials that they're going to face and it's going to go past.
这是很多的基督徒呢经常遭受的试炼。
And this is the kind of trials that all of us as Christians often faced with.
但是都能够住宿忠心到底。
And if you can stand firm until the end,
那就能够得到生命的冠冕。
Then you will receive this crown of life.
所以雅各书第一章十二节所提到的这种忍受试炼的人有福气啊
That's why in the first book of James it mentions that for those people who can stand firm in trials and persevere then he will be blessed
所说的福气的内容就是能够得到这种生命的冠冕
And the blessing refers to this crown of life that he's going to receive
就是能够得到属灵生命的那一份尊贵荣耀
And it's the spiritual glory that he's going to receive
那这里所提到的十天是暂时性的。
Here is 10 days is only temporary.
我们请参看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to the first book of Peter.
第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 10.
彼得前书第五章第十节。
First Peter 5, verse 10.
那世之般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后必要亲自成全你们兼顾你们赐力量给你们启示录第二章里面所提到的十天呢就是暂时性的
In the Revelations 10 days refers to a temporary trials
可以用这一节圣经来解释
And we can explain using this verse
也就是说战受苦难之后
Which is to say that after when you haveGone through the trials,
就能够承受永远的荣耀。
Then you will be able to receive the glory that's eternal.
这是一种属灵的福气。
And this is a spiritual blessing.
所以以上根据圣经让我们知道，忍受试炼呢，也有今生的福气，也有来生的福气。
From the Bible that we have learned that if we can persevere under the trials, not only we can receive this.Physical blessing in the present life as well as the spiritual blessing after life.
那么这也是神安排要给义人来领受的。
And this is the plan of God for those people who are righteous to receive.
让我们的灵性呢能够更加美丽啊。
So that our spiritual life will be more beautiful.
让我们能够肯定自己的信仰，也能够让神来肯定我们啊。
We can be certain of our faith and allow God to make certain of our faith.
下午讲这些呢跟大家做参考
and I shall end the sermon this afternoon for our mutual encouragement